You're with Raf Epstein.
This week's Changing Track, it's for Millie. I have always had cats. Rarely in my life have I been without one. They have all been loved and considered equal beings. Over the years, one or two of my cats have touched a special corner of my heart, with no concern for me endeavouring not to have favourites. And then this cat came into my life. I haven't found life easy, with depression making itself a regular visitor throughout my childhood, teen years and adult years, but I have been grateful for the bonds and friendships I've had with my cats. 12 years ago, after having a heart attack, one of my beautiful cats was hit by a car and killed. This occurred at the beginning of 6 weeks' recuperation leave from work. I decided that I would adopt a kitten so I could enjoy the time off with the new kitten. My sister and I drove to Gippsland to the breeders and collected a tiny nine-week-old Bengal. She fitted entirely in one hand. As the days passed by and she grew more confident with her new surroundings, she had unlimited energy and curiosity. She was unstoppable with her zest for life. At times, she was so active I was at my wit's end to find ways for her to channel her energy. Fortuitously, a friend had recently adopted a kitten, so I bundled her off to my friend's place to play with her kitten in the hope this would take the sting out of her high-octane approach to life. As the years went by, we became a fully-fledged two-being household. She was my constant companion. Each day, she would sit inside by the front door, waiting for me to return from work. Then she would engage in naughty behaviour for about half an hour, all the while watching me to make sure she was receiving my full attention. After a couple of reactions from me, attempting to keep my apartment intact, she would settle into her elevated box overlooking my kitchen where I was preparing dinner. Then in the evening we would sit together, each lapping up the love and affection of the other. Whenever I went outside, she would trail along behind me and she would spend time in the sun or explore the garden with me. She provided me with such entertainment over the years. She was a true extrovert, unlike me, and she had a sense of humour. She loved people and always actively pursued our visitors for their attention. There was never a day when I wasn't aware that I shared my home with someone else. This year she turned 12, and with her youthful exuberance, she lived a life of 12 going on 2. In mid-May, though, after a sudden weight loss, I took her to the vet. There were subsequent visits and a number of scans and tests. The vets had exhausted all non-intervention diagnostic options with no definite outcome. Their advice was that they could explore more through interventional procedures, but they didn't expect any good news to come out of it. It wasn't a hard decision. I knew that I could not let her suffer or not live life to the fullest, as she had always done. So the decision was made to put her to sleep. The next day, feeling totally lost, I was at home with 774 taking the place of her expressive and multi-syllable meows, and my changing track came on the radio. My heart broke. I would have carried her forever if it would have made a difference, but instead I carry her in my heart. Now, whenever I hear this song, I feel thankful to have had 12 years with an extraordinary cat who made my life richer and happier. She was the love of my life. She was my friend, and I now live alone. Millie's changing track is Carry You by Missy Higgins.